produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Begin to share about transitioning today, about not giving up during the transition. We're going to be in the book of Exodus today, just sharing a little bit with you as we start our assignment on this particular topic. I just pray today that leaders, as you listen to me, a lot of us right now, even as I speak and I share, we're in the midst of transitioning to a new area, a new region of ministry or leadership in our life. For some, it may be new. For some, it may not be new. It may be the fact, you know, that for a time, you know, you have been stagnant or you have been waiting or you have not just went head on and just allowed yourself to be pushed out to that place to where, you know, God has been calling you to be at. But whatever the task, whatever the assignment, whatever the situation, my task today is just to start teaching you about not giving up during transition. Transition can be tough. It can be hard. It brings about change. It puts you in an area sometime of the unknown where you don't know. And I know, too, when you get into that area unknown, that's where our faith picks up at, you know, to cover us, to keep us, to lead and guide us during that time. But when we don't know for certain and we don't know for sure. But one thing I will say this, ladies, is that, you know, we know that we can trust God. We know that if God have called us out, if God has assigned us to move to transition, one thing I will say is that God is with us. The way is prepared. You know, the situation that comes through it during the transition does not matter because, again, God has us covered. He has provided the provision. He has covered on his blood. You know, he has overshadowed us with the way for us to see the way to know that, again, I have called you during this season of transition. So let's talk about it a little bit in this text today. As we get over here and we look at Moses, what Moses is doing here, Moses is going through transition. He is going through transition. And I want to say, let me read the scripture to just encourage you. Is in Exodus, 17:1-4. And I'm just reading out of a standard King James version on today. But it says, "And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me." Leaders, we have to understand that sometime the Lord will have you doing things that you are not sure about. When you just go back and take the time and just read through this text over and over and over again, you know, they are transitioning, you know, out of Egypt now on their way to the promised land. And we have to understand something here, that transition is not going to be easy. I mean, transition can be a little difficult. It can be a little bumpy, like turbulent sometimes. We have to understand that is a changing of the guard sometime. It's a changing of the location. It's a changing of the people. It's a changing of mindset. But you know, it's a change for the better, not for the negative, not to go backwards, you know, but again, to go forward. So you have to understand, if you're going to transition, if you're going to change, if you're going to move out of your location, you know, it's going to cause you not to be comfortable. Sometime there's going to be some growing pains. You know, sometimes they're going to be a little discomfort, but in the end, you're going to be better. You're going to be stronger. You know, you're going to be fulfilling your assignment in the earth. You're going to be doing what God have called you to do. And most of all, you know, it's going to be a blessing to yourself. And like I just read, you know, listen, again, sometimes the Lord has us doing things that we are not sure about. But one thing about it, God is sure. God is sure. He chooses to work for those that he know that are willing to work. Let me say it again. He chooses to work for those that he knows are willing to work. We have to look at it and we have to understand. If you can get a glimpse of David today going through with no one to understand his pain, but everyone wanting to be like him. But you got to understand, in order to be like him, that means you got to go through a season or a time of transitioning. You got to change. You got to transfer. You cannot be the same. You can't have the same mindset. You can't stay in the same place and operate and be blessed and be great and do the things that God is calling you to do or calling us to do or calling I or calling them. We cannot stay in that same place. It's just like when you travel, sometimes you will change time zones in order to get there. Sometimes, you know, if you want a new car, then, you know, you got to be willing to let go of the old car or the car you know that you have feelings for or you tied to, you know, and there's an emotional attachment to, oh, this was my first car, and I, you know, there's that sentimental value to it. But you know what, sentimental value, you know, you can't put a price on that or whatever. No one's willing to pay, because that's the value to you but not to them. So, you know, again, we have to understand that, you know what, don't give up when you're in your season of transitioning, when God is elevating you, when God is promoting you, when he's shifting you from, say, you know, from being a pastor to a prophet, or he's moving you, you know, into the realm of evangelism or whatever that God may be doing, or if in the secular world that God has blessed you to get promoted on your job. Then you know what? That's a season. That's a time of transitioning that we have to know and we have to understand. So let's look at this thing just a little bit further. Let's just go with it. You know, we all know who Moses is. You know, Moses would be the future leader of the children of Israel. You know that his name means that he was drawn out. You know that he was flawed, but yet and still he was called to lead. He was called to be a leader during a season of transitioning. You know, he's never led anything but sheep. Let's just be honest. You know, it's crazy how, let's just talk for that for just a moment. You know, God has called Moses to come and lead the children of Israel. Moses has no experience of leading people. The only experience Moses has is leading sheep. But I tell you something today. You know what? You can get some awful good training. You can get some awful good training about leading sheep, because you know what? That's how people should be. They should be as the sheep. You know, they're easy to be led. They're easily to be led, unless you look around and you've gotten a couple of goats that have gotten mixed in there. Of course, you know, goats, you know, to me, you know, represent a spirit of rebellion and disobedience and don't want to mind and don't want to go forward and don't want to do, you know, what they're being ushered to do. So I'm saying that, you know, we're not trying to lead goats. I shared with a pastor this morning. I said, you know, you have to realize the shepherd is for the sheep. not the goats. The shepherd is for the sheep, because the sheep are willing to obey. The sheep are willing to be led. But I will say again, you know, even though he had them to lead them, and even though he had no experience, God still knew that Moses was the right person for the job. And I want to encourage you today, as you listen to me, or when you get an opportunity to hear this, teaching on don't give up doing the transition, that you know what, you are the right person for the job. You are the right person for those people. You are the right person for this season, for this moment, for this minute, for this hour. God has raised you up for a time such as this. You didn't go before time because you were not ready. When you go back and you think about Moses, Moses did not go 40 years prior. Remember, he spent 40 years on the backside of the desert. You want to know why he spent 40 years on the backside of the desert? God was getting him ready. God was training him. God was pouring down inside of him. God was letting him get ready. No, it wasn't no people there, but God was letting him get some practice in. God was letting him get some understanding in, you know, fighting off wolves and bears and lions and all kind of stuff that would come in and that would try to mess with the sheep. He was allowing him to get his mind set together. He was allowing him to get his heart together, you know, to get ready to be faithful, to become the leader that God knew was down inside of him. He was the leader that God wanted. Yes, God could have got a number of other people, but God didn't want them. He wanted Moses. The same way about you. He has called you out for a reason, and now you're transitioning from maybe just sitting in the pews to leadership, and now you're transitioning maybe from being a pastor to becoming an evangelist, or from becoming a pastor to becoming a bishop. I don't know, but one thing that I do know is this, or whatever, is a season of transition that you cannot give up. You cannot afford to throw in the towel. You cannot afford to be weary and well-doing, for he said, in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You got to encourage others. You got to pray others through. You got to talk someone else down off the ledge. It's your time. It's your season. It's your moment. And I know you feel the pain. You feel the weight. You feel like people are walking out your life and giving up. You feel like maybe nobody wants to hear what you have to say. And what you have to say is very important. But let me tell you something today, leaders. Just because they don't want to hear it doesn't mean that you can't say it. That is not meant or not needed to be said. It still needed to be said. They rejected Jesus. They rejected his teaching. But you know what? He didn't stop doing his transitioning. He didn't give up. So if Jesus didn't give up, what makes you think we can? Leaders, we cannot give up. We cannot throw in the towel. We cannot stop going forward. We cannot afford to stop doing what the Lord have called us to do, even though we are in a season of transitioning. We have to understand something here. It's much easier to change people's geographical location than it is to change their mind to think. I want you to let that soak in for a minute. Oh, Bishop, you saying something today. It's much easier to change people's location than it is to get people to change their thinking. Think about it. Moses' location had changed a couple of times. You know, he left, he went out. Now God has brought him back this entire time. You know, he's been on a 40-year sabbatical. Now he's back. And guess what? The people's mindset is still the same. Their mindset has not changed. Their location will change because they're going to go from Egypt to crossing the Red Sea to the wilderness on their way to the promised land. But their mindset has not changed. Remember the point that I just made. It's easier to change somebody's location. You can send them to Spain. You can send them to Italy. You know, you can send them to different parts of the United States or all across the seas, across the world. And their location has changed. Their environment has changed. The people around them has changed. The culture has changed, but they have not changed. You know why? Because again, it's easy to get on a plane, get on a boat, get in a car, an automobile, and change locations. But it takes something to change a mindset that has been set in its ways, a mindset that has been trained not to believe, instead to believe the word of God and to trust God. It takes something to get someone's mind to change about something to where they believe that what they're standing on is right. And that's the same thing I'm trying to teach you today, leaders, about transitioning, that you know what? Your location may change, but it's not your location that our focus has to be on. It has to be on your mindset. You have to be willing. Remember the word of the Lord said, as a man think it, as a man think it. ETH means that it continues. As a man think it, so is he. If you think that way that it's going to be painful, then it's going to be painful. If you think nobody going to be with you during the transition, then it won't be anybody. If you think nobody, if you think on a level that no one wants to hear what you have to say, well, then that's the way it's going to be. As a man think it, as he thinking in his heart, so will it be. But you got to be willing to change that stinking thinking. You got to be willing, just like the word says, you know, let this mind be in you that was also in Jesus. I'm paraphrasing. You have to let that mindset be in you. You have to change. You have to get beyond the barriers of comfort. You have to come out your comfort zone. You got to go to a place that you know what, God, I trust you. I can't see it. I don't know when, I don't know how. It seemed like this transition is so hard that I want to give up. I want to let go. I want to throw in the towel. But I promise you, you got way more in front of you than you have behind you. There's greater coming. You know, God will change your story. He'll change your background. He'll change, you know, the outlook and the outcome of. But you know what? You're the one that has to finish it. You can't give up in the middle of this thing, leaders. You got to keep on pushing. You got to keep on striving. You got to keep on running, walking, talking, whatever you got to do in the midst of this transition. You have got to keep on doing that. You know what? We don't have the time to play. We don't have the time that we used to have, time that we had then. It is no more. That time is gone and we can't get it back. But you know what? There's so much in front of us. Because it's tough. Listen to this point here, leaders. Listen to this point here. It's tough because most time you're trying to help people while you're trying to help you. Oh, Bishop, you putting a monkey wrench in there today. I'm going to be honest with you, leaders. Most time during that transition, it's so tough because you are trying to help people while you're trying to help yourself. And think about it. You know, you can go and encourage someone else during their transition and pray them through and help them and let them know God is able and God will bring you through it. It's a little storm. It's a little test. You know, God is transitioning you, you know, to change, to become better, to become greater. And you push them. But, you know, it's hard, you know, to come back and push yourself. You know, just like David, you know, having to encourage yourself when he's faced with being stoned or you faced with people walk out and leave in your ministry. And then, you know, most time they don't just leave. They leave in a negative way. They try to tear the ministry down. They try to tear the ministry down. They try to tell everybody something negative, you know, about you or this happened or that happened or didn't go this way or didn't go that way or whatever. But you know what? We still have to keep on doing the transitioning. We still have to keep on doing what God have called us to do. We got to keep on pressing in. We got to keep on going forward. We can't stand a change. You know, we can't turn around, but we have to keep on going. There's a mandate during the transitioning. There's anointing because of the transitioning. There's greater doors because of the transition. You know, there's greater blessing, greater miracles. There are greater doors that are going to be open. Why? Because the transition is going to bring that about, and it's not going to happen if we give up during the transition. Look at the fight. Look at the storm. Look at the struggle they had. Why did they have that? Because it was something greater on the other side. Listen, if they had not ever went through the Red Sea, they would never had been able to see their enemy Pharaoh being drowned in the Red Sea. They had to go through it in order to get to the other side. You better hear that revelation on this podcast today. They had to go through it in order to get to the other side. You can't go around it. You can't go backwards. You cannot go over it. You got to go through the transition. They were going through a transition. Listen, those people from Egypt, the Israelites, they were going through a transition. It didn't feel well. It didn't feel good. They would say crazy things to Moses like, why didn't you just leave us in Egypt? Why did you bring us out here? They had every kind of negative thing that they could think of to say. But you know what? Moses had to keep on going forward. He couldn't stop. He couldn't throw in the towel. What you think about this for a moment. What if Moses had got right in the midst of the Red Sea where the water was congealed at least 75 feet high on both sides, the ground that would normally would be muddy because of the water is dry, and they're crossing on dry ground with Pharaoh behind them, with congealed frozen water on both sides of them and freedom in front of them. But you know what? In order to get your freedom, sometimes you're going to have to cross a Red Sea. Oh my God, that's a miracle. That's a word from God right there. I may have to share that later on. I may have to write that down. In order to get your miracle, in order to get your freedom, you're going to have to cross a Red Sea. Can I say that to you today? In order to get the blessing of the transition, you're going to have to cross your Red Sea. It's your Red Sea. It's not theirs. They cross theirs, but we all have a Red Sea to cross ourselves. Come on now, be honest. You know you have a Pharaoh that's in the midst of your transition. You have the wind is blowing in your transition. You have the storm. You have the rain. You have negativity. You have discouragement. You have depression is battling you from side to side, from time to time. There are financial woes. There's the thing of saying, should I go? Should I stay? Should I give up? Should I throw in the towel? I'm weary. I'm tired. I don't feel like pressing in. I don't feel like going on. All these things and even more things are coming against you while you are transitioning. Why? Because the enemy knows that there's so much greater that's on the other side. The enemy knows there's so much greater that God has for you, that if I can get you to give up, if I can get you to throw in the towel, if I can get you to let go, you know what? The blessing that God has for you, you're not going to get it, because you know what? You throw in the towel, then you're not worthy. But we have to understand that, you know what? God has given us strength to stand. God has given us strength to make it, and you're going to make it. Let me encourage you today, leaders that are going to listen to this. You're going to make it through your season of transitioning. I promise you. As they are walking around here, God is going to allow you to walk through it the same way. He's going to give you strength to stand against your enemies. He's going to give you strength to stand against the lies that are going to come against you when you're going through your transitioning. Oh, I know it don't feel well right now, but you know what? It's going to go away. It's going to reside. Why? Because the word declares that weeping may endure it but for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You are strong leaders. You are God's ambassadors. Men and women of God that are going to hear this broadcast, I just want to encourage you today not to give up during your season of transitioning. I want to encourage you and tell you that today. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You're going to make it. God is bringing you through what you cannot see. He's bringing you through, you know, the bad feeling in the hard days, in the pain, in the anguish, and you thinking that he has forsaken you, but he has not forsaken you. You have to understand, leadership is all about transitioning. Can I show it to you in the word? Go back and look at this text right now. They go in as slaves, but they come out as son. Everything rises and falls on the backs of how you think about it. Realize, remember what I said a moment ago? As a man thinketh, who do you think you are? Not in a boasting way, not in a prideful way, but who do you think you are? I am his. I am a child of the Most High. I am a child of the King. I am God's anointed. I am the vessel of God. I am God's chosen vessel. I am the glory of God that God created me in his image. That's what we got to understand, leaders. That's what it's about. It's never about us at all. It's always about God. It's always about God. And it's about him getting glory. It's about him being glorified. It's about someone else being encouraged to let them know that, hey, I know you got a struggle. I know you got a storm. I know you want to give up. I know you want to throw in the towel. But let me tell you something here. You can make it. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. You got to understand something here. Watch this. It's crazy how they had been in bondage all these years and had no fight. But time Moses came to help them to get free, all this fight, all this resistance, all this spirit of disobedience and raising up and questioning how we're going to get out and why you didn't leave us here and you should have left us and we don't have water, we don't have food, it's cold, it's hot, it's long, it's weary, it's dusty, yada, 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 yada. This complaint, that complaint. Leaders, I want to encourage you today. Don't let the complaining get the best of you. Don't let the complaining break you. Don't let the complaining make you turn your back, make you smite the rock, make you give up, make you doubt God. He says, you know, no weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. He didn't say that the weapon would not form. He didn't say that you wouldn't have a struggle sometime. He didn't say that the wind wouldn't blow. He didn't say that the people wouldn't raise up when you would try to lead them. But one thing that he did promise is this. He said that it would not prosper. Excuse me. You better know they were fussing. They were raging. They were balking. They were saying all kind of things. But I want you to know that, hey, you got to hold on. You got to stand strong. Even in your midnight hour, even in your darkest hour, I promise you, leaders, God is going to deliver on his word. He's going to deliver you during this season of transition that you're going through. I want you to know that God has not forsaken you. He's right there with you, whether you're in ministry, whether you're in the secular world, whether you're in transition in a relationship or marriage or ministry or family members or friendship or whatever that you're going through right now. That's a season of transitioning. I'm here, Bishop. Is just here to encourage you not to give up while you're going through it. If you give up, who are you going to encourage to tell that you can make it, that the Lord God can bring you out of it? So I want to encourage you to stand strong and stand firm on the word of God today. And I want to let you know to not give up during the transition. Listen, God bless you today, leaders and people of God, men and women all over the world. I thank God for you joining me on this broadcast again today. As normal, as always, it have so much fun, and the time truly flies when you're sharing the word of God. Listen, if you're on social media, please come and follow me. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. I love to know that you follow me and also that you are being blessed by this podcast. I'm at PastorJ_Elliott on Instagram and Twitter. Again, that's PastorJ_Elliott on Instagram and Twitter. I would love to hear from you, or I'd love for you to email me. You know, let me know how we're doing on the podcast, or you have a topic or something that you would love for us to share or to dig into, to expound on just a little bit or whatever. Listen, you can email me. I'm at BishopElliott68@gmail.com. Again, that's BishopElliott68@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you about something that you would love for us to share or to expound on, or just let us know, hey, how you being blessed, how the Lord is blessing you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.